Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks. Whoa.
Just high on ecstasy early in the morning at a rave.
Should take a transformer, bro. He's spin some lights in my face.
Dude, I will never
forget. Love it.
I remember one time, I had a buddy Jeff.
Sandstorm.
A buddy Jeff in college. And, dude, he was kind of like that techno guy, you know. Like, it just gave off that vibe. And I remember he invited me to a rave one time. So I went to school just outside of Chicago. Okay. And he invited me to a rave, like, in just on the skirts of the city, okay? And I didn't go. And let me tell you why I didn't go. He's like, bro, hey, man, I'm going to this rave. You want to come with me? And I was like, I have never been to a rave. That sounds pretty.
Get your candy, bro.
The rave didn't start until like 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about, man?
I'm tired. It hasn't even started.
It's like, why? What?
You gotta be on the drug to be up that late.
It's like you. I don't get. I don't want. Why? You can't start at a reasonable time. Like, look.
We had a buddy that you knew he was flying because you could just look at his bottom jaw. His bottom jaw was chewing on nothing. You know. He's feeling good.
Just 4:30 in the morning. It just was like, Ab, get the hell away from me. What are you talking about? Take your pacifier and get the F out of here, man.
Yeah. So, then you got the one chick with the big furry boots. She always has a nice booty, you know, over there dancing in the corner. Hasn't talked to anybody in 4 hours.
I tell you
in
what.
Her own world.
They got pink shorty shorts and green, neon green fishnet stockings on. You know exactly who we're talking about, okay?
And they always have a hula hoop, too, and they're really good at it.
Glitter.
Really good at it.
Glitter everywhere. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, yeah, so if anybody feels like asking me to a rave at 4:30 in the morning, the answer is no. All right, the answer is no.
Okay. Oh, 2011. What happened here?
What the hell, man? Anyway, we got to keep her moving here. It's time for your morning dump. Let's do it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-77.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up.
Good Lord.
Hey, Hunter, the mullet's back.
Oh, yeah?
I know you're upset. It's officially here now. So you were upset when I cut my hair that I didn't do the mullet. I'm sorry. Yeah,
you at least should have taken a picture.
I know. I just didn't feel like I could pull it off. You know what I mean? Like,
for a picture?
Yeah, maybe. There is a lot of people that are going to. Actually, according to InStyle, the mullet is going to be all the rage in the next couple months, thanks to celebrities like Miley Cyrus. Other things, bangs, like, you know, 70s bangs.
Uh-huh.
Blunt bobs, which I don't. Yep. Is that like the straight, like the straight down, like across?
The blunt bob, I'm not sure, but it sounds stylish, that's for sure.
Center parts, so you know the old Jonathan Taylor Thomas center part right there? or Brad from Home Improvement center part?
Oh, yeah. Coming right down the middle.
Natural hair, so not doing anything with it. Blunt, short, and brightly colored. That's also going to be in style. And lastly, 90s flip on the ends. You know, like the old Rachel from Friends, that flip right at the bottom. Yeah.
So you just reminded me, dude, and the mullet's coming back. And there was this dude in Florida at our resort in the pool area. He had the Kenny Powers haircut. If you know, like the perm on top and the perm mullet in back. And I'm like, this guy can't be serious, you know? And you could tell he made that haircut for the trip. And he just walked around with this sarcastic smirk on his face the whole time. Like holding the beer. And this guy, listen to this, walks around the pool. Everybody's like, this guy's awesome, dude. You can tell everybody's talking about him. And he just has this look on his face like he's going to do something. This guy's going to do something. Walks around the pool. Everybody ready? Everybody, yes.
Woo!
Dude, he belly flops. He throws his beer into the pool and just belly flops in front of all these grandmas, dude. hilarious. Everybody around this pool is crying.
Look.
And so, dude, if the mullet comes back and makes people do things like this, I'm all for it.
Look.
Let's go.
The mullet wasn't even that popular back in the day. Okay, when they say it's coming back, because that's how it always was. Yes, you did have some people that straight up rocked the mullet, but most times it was a statement, and we all have that friend.
A statement.
We all have that one friend, all right? Little huskier, all right? Will usually wear something revealing to a music festival. You know, he's usually the guy who wears the cowboy boots with the cutoff jean shorts. And the American flag tank top, or shirtless. He has a mustache, but it's usually not a good mustache, or he'll do the handlebars. And then he has the mullet, and then the big old 80s,
Pit Viper sunglasses.
And because he knows that's how he's going to, all the girls are going to take photos with him. People are going to toss him beers. He's going to be in so many, people are going to be like, dude, you remember when we went to that concert and there was that guy in that American flag Speedo with the mullet? He's going to be in people's stories for the rest. And that's what he does, and that's that friend. That's why I don't think it's actually going to come back. I think there's going to be a few people. And if Miley Cyrus.
I just love that guy.
Yeah,
there's something about that guy that I really like.
And if Miley Cyrus does it, it's kind of like the whole Billy Joe Armstrong thing we talk about. He can do it because of who he is, and she can have the mullet because of who she is. But if me, I can't go into our board meeting, all right? I can't go into my shareholders meeting here
at
the radio station.
With that sarcastic look on your face and a beer in your hand.
And a beer in my hand. They'd be like, get out of here. Come on, man.
Or they might just really respect, dude, he really went for it. Nah. Just let him go for a while.
I don't think that's how it works. I don't think at all. But to everyone who has it, rock it. I love you. I do it. We had those cats at the golf outing who had the mullets. You know what? And they could pull it off. They could pull it off.
100%.
But for 95% of the population, you can't. You can't pull it off, okay?
I don't even think I can grow one.
No.
For real. I don't think the back of my hair grows that long.
No. No. You can't you can't grow a beard. Do you think you can grow a majestic mullet?
It'd be the wispiest mullet ever. You don't even see it.
Is he okay? Is he dying? It's ridiculous.
It'd be like the reverse Gandalf. The wizard beard in the back.
You'd be like if the Crypt Keeper tried to grow a mullet, is what it would be. That's what it would be.
Looks like the villain from True Lies.
Exactly.
Or is that what it was, True Lies?
No, Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero,
You'd be like Hatchet Jack, all right? That's what you'd be. Lastly, a company in Alta Loma, California is building the world's first space hotel. Orbital Assembly Corporation is designing this hotel, which will be in low Earth orbit and feature hotel rooms, cinemas, bars, a health spa, and restaurants. It will be a large circle, and it will rotate to generate artificial gravity similar to the gravity found on the surface of the moon. If all goes to plan, construction will begin in 2025. The hotel could open its doors as early as 2027. This is effing crazy.
This is crazy. I wonder what the stay is for that, For $100,000 a night.
I mean, but this is just the start, Hunter. It's like everything we talk about. This is the start. Same thing with your VR. It's just the beginning. It's the beginning of the things we could experience in the near future.
They're going to start building this in 2025. This is wild, man. Space hotel. So do they shoot you up there in a rocket, or is there going to be one of those space elevators they've been talking about for years?
I mean, I feel like it's got to be ships. But here's the thing, though, is you can get into that orbit basically in a weather balloon. You know what I mean? You can get up high enough. So you just got to make sure.
Planes that do it now.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, man, but. Imagine banging in a space hotel.
I knew that was coming up. You're pulling the shade on the space hotel, huh?
Here's the problem, though. With lower gravity, you're not going to get the same oomph in there,
Yeah. But no, here's what it's going to be. You're going to get up. Yeah, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah, damn it. You know what I spent to get us up here? It's $100,000.
We're in space, for God's sake. Get in the mood.
Get in the mood. There's the Earth underneath us, for God's sakes.
People are watching us.
That's great. So now I can unsatisfy my wife in orbit. This is great. This is great. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.